I'm very grateful as well for this beautiful healing service tonight, those beautiful readings. I'm grateful to Mrs. Eddy and Christian Science, where we are taught here. She had once said we could read the Sermon on the Mount every Sunday because it is so full and so important. And what do we learn in that Sermon on the Mount? What was read tonight, that we do not judge others, and that we love others as we would, or do unto others as we would have them do unto us. These are rules and laws of the universe, and when we follow them, we are happy, healthy, well, and when we don't, we're miserable. So I'm grateful for that clarity and for what she's taught us to keep it simple like that. And certainly we are all brothers and sisters in Christ, and that is the truth about God's creation. I was also taken with what Florence mentioned in miscellaneous writings, taking offense, and it was read from Taking Offense, Mrs. Eddy's article. And a little farther down in that, she says, with a charity broad enough to cover the whole world's evil and sweet enough to neutralize what is bitter in it. And I would often ask myself, do I have that charity that's broad enough to cover the whole world's evil and sweet enough to neutralize what is bitter in it? It's quite a thought and a challenge, because if we can get into that wonderful state, just to wrap this world in love, it will do tremendous things. And I thought too of Carpenter, Gilbert Carpenter, who worked in Mrs. Eddy's home. He would say in the evenings, Mrs. Eddy would go out on her porch on the swing she had out there, and she would spend time out there praying for the world. And he said that when he would go out there to say goodnight to her, that the love that radiated from her was just almost so overwhelming, it would bring tears to his eyes. And he knew what she was doing, and this is what she was doing. She was giving that love that was broad enough to cover the whole world's evil and sweet enough to neutralize what is bitter in it. And it was spoken tonight about our watches. This is what our watches are about, to neutralize the bitterness in this world so that people feel the love of God. But it is a tremendous healing power. And as we do this, it's as if we bring everything back into focus as to what God has created, because some of what we see on the news is certainly not what God created. It has no part in it. So I'm so grateful for this. I'm grateful that there were students in Mrs. Eddy's home. She taught them these things. She taught them how to pray, how to watch, how to handle the weather. And they taught others in turn. People talk about practitioner help. Well, that's what this is all about. I learned what I learned from a practitioner. My practitioner learned from her practitioner. It's an apprenticeship of how to do this healing work. And it is an amazing, wonderful thing that God has given to us all, this practice of Christian Science. I'm so grateful to be with you here tonight, and God bless you all.